mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us today. It is Tuesday, the 13th day of June 2006, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Jim Tucker, who I had a chance to meet in person, I felt like I knew him. He said the same thing. I'd interviewed him over the last 12 years, really over 20-something times. I had a chance to meet him personally, interview him at length, in Ottawa, up in Canada, the capital of Canada, for the Bilderberg Group meeting last week and through Sunday. And, of course, I got back late yesterday due to delayed flights. He'll be joining us coming up at the start of the next hour with his report on the Bilderberg Group for us. In the meantime, I have a lot of national and international news we need to go over. And, of course, I have the complete list here of the Bilderberg Group attendees this year. I want to read over some of that, a who's who of the elite. And I'll also try to calmly go through exactly what happened to us in Canada, what we learned, what we covered, the different developments there. Coming to the country, going through almost 15 hours of hell at the hands of customs at the behest of the Bilderberg Group conference. At the behest of the delegates, our interviews with Jim Tucker and Daniel Esselon and others. We'll talk about the provocateurs that were there. We'll talk about the police, the security people. We'll get into people that were there like Ahmed Chalabi, who, of course, was the attempted puppet dictator of Iraq. And he's also a wanted man. People like Richard Perle were there pressing for the attack on Iran. So we'll be covering all of it coming up here in the next 3 hours. I also want to open the phones up in this first hour and in the second hour. Throughout the broadcast, the toll-free number to join us, if you've been chomping at the bit to call in the last few days, here's your chance, 1-800-259-9231. We've got some of the best reporting out there on the Bilderberg Group, the shadow government, the phantom power, on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that you'll find out there, you'll find anywhere. We're going to be uploading more video and more photos and more clips today. We'll also be uploading more of the Chicago conference interviews we did for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Some of it will be free, of course, for the general public, and we'll also be uploading some more of the Bilderberg video before we leave mid-next week to go to Los Angeles for our big 9/11 symposium. That is going to sell out, ladies and gentlemen. There's 200 tickets left, and then they're all gone. So if you're planning to go, now is the time to purchase the tickets at InfoWars.com via the Safe Secure Ticketing System or to call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back right now. Let me just mention some of the news we have in front of us. Bush meets with Iraqi Prime Minister in surprise, five-hour trip. He's supposedly leaving right now. Oh, our great leader. Also, they're reporting that Karl Rove will not be indicted, as we told you a long time ago. He probably wouldn't. The same crowd that puts out so much disinfo it makes your head spin is still out there spouting that it will happen. Rove won't be charged in CIA leak case. Hawking, the physicist, says humans must go into space to survive. I agree. The Earth is in danger of being destroyed. Dan Abrams goes from legal anchor to the head of MSNBC. Tell you why that's important. Little damage reported as Alberto hits Florida coast. That's some good news. Clinton running around with Al Gore fear-mongering about Chicken Little, end of the world, global warming. A bunch of new developments on the southern border. A bunch of big developments on the Iran situation. We'll run through this and then get into Bilderberg. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, our mission to Ottawa, the capital of Canada, up there by Maine, was a great success, a resounding success, a very bountiful mission, and all the thanks goes to God. And we're going to chronicle what happened, many different angles and facets of it today. Jim Tucker covering it for almost 30 years, physically being there since 1981 when he first went to one of their meetings in Switzerland. We'll be going over the Bilderberg Group with him in the second hour. He just got back last night, and I got back yesterday afternoon. We'll go through the provocateurs, how I was detained, how we were interrogated, bullhorning the Queen of the Netherlands and David Rockefeller. Holbrooke was walking up to us, Richard C. Holbrooke, top Clinton minion, and I was started yelling, "Holbrooke, Holbrooke, we're not your slaves," and he ran off. Maybe I should have waited. We'll go over all of it today. We'll also take your phone calls. You'll want to stay with us. Kwame, Wayne, Chris, Larry, Don, and others, your calls are coming up. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. The websites are InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.com. Bush meets with Iraqi Prime Minister in surprise trip. President Bush seeking to bolster support for Iraq's burgeoning government and U.S. war policy at home made a surprise visit to Iraq today to meet with newly named Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and discuss the next steps in the troubled three-year-old war. Try three-year, four-month-old war. It was a dramatic move by Bush, traveling to violence-rattled Baghdad less than a week after the death of the terror chief Abu Musab al-Zahari in a bombing attack. The president was expected to be in Baghdad a little more than 5 hours, and he's scheduled to be leaving right around now. Remember Bush with the fake turkey that the troops weren't allowed to eat? In fact, it was plastic, and the headline, oh, look at him bringing them turkeys. Well, the people that believe that are the turkeys. Notice that in the same week and a half period, we have them supposedly busting a major terrorist cell in London. Turns out it was the wrong house, wasn't terrorists, they killed an innocent person, or shot an innocent person. You start looking at the Canada story in hindsight, and it was provocateuring, agents coming up and saying, let's do violence at restaurants and youth clubs with undercover agents, and they finally got some youth to go, yeah, let's be violent. And so the federal police up in Canada, the Mounties, shipped some ammonia nitrate to their house, and as it was delivered, they raided them, some fertilizer. Shades of 93 when the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, and gave them the detonators, and that's admitted. It's the same story over and over again. I said day one, I said, watch, it's going to be a sting, it's going to be staged, and sure enough, it was. And notice that they supposedly killed al-Zahari, at the very same time, and then people said, wait a minute, his face is all intact, he was killed by a bomb, and then to make it believable, well, the troops may be in trouble, they may have beaten him to death. You know, they do that, quote, giving us some scandal to then believe its validity. They have killed him. This was the fourth time I looked it up that they supposedly killed him. I stopped counting after 12 times they supposedly wounded him. Remember, they killed him over and over again, and they were testing the public to see if we would accept just blatant, ridiculous, on its face propaganda. And that's what's happened here. That's exactly what has developed here. Period. Remember the Marine Corps colonel on video saying, the story is we found Saddam in that hole. Do you understand? We found him in that hole, even if it is Saddam. It then came out that 2 weeks before, the Kurds had supposedly captured him. Our government quietly admitted it. The whole thing was a photo op, the beat-up Saddam in the spider hole. Admitted lie. They've bought $1.6 billion in fake illegal newscast as of the last 2 years. Billions more in fake news in Europe. They are lying to us. They manufacture stories. They manufacture WMD dossiers and documents out of Niger, yellowcake, uranium. We get their own minutes with Bush and Blair talking about staging evidence, talking about getting U.S. planes shot down on purpose to blame it on Saddam. I mean, this is all on the record. How do we then believe anything that comes out of their mouths? Remember the Republican memo last year that was confirmed where they said, barring another major terrorist attack or capturing bin Laden or one of his main men, we are going to lose the midterm elections. And that's all this is. They even admit Bush travels to Iraq to bolster. They kill Zarqawi. Oh, this bolsters. These terror raids really prove how much danger we're in. And it fits the same MO every time. Did you know that I would have been in the headlines of world news if I would have taken the bait? I mean, these guys, let me just, before I get back into more of the news, skip to what just one little part of the story. Day one, I get there Wednesday night. I'm released about 2:30, 3 o'clock, 15 hours later roughly. I go directly down to the Bilderberg Group Hotel. I've already missed Jim Tucker walking up and, you know, the ritual refusal where they say, no, you can't check into this hotel. I'd missed the press conference. I'd missed the CBC and CNT television, both national news. I walk up. There's about 35 people, about 20 of them protesters, and about 15 were press, national newspapers, a few other local TV stations, a bunch of photojournalists with the long lenses. They'd just gotten photos of Queen Beatrix and Rockefeller arriving. Later we saw them again. We personally got video of these people. And so all of a sudden, people immediately get out of cars, walk over. They're obviously cops. They're muscular. They're 6'2", 6'3". They immediately start saying, ooh, Alex, let's kill some Masons. Let's get violent. And I noticed that there are police standing about 15 feet away you know, sitting there with bags and things in their hands, which obviously have recording devices aimed at me. These other guys are obviously wired with these jackets on. And I just look at them, and I'm like, knock it off. Stop it. And so every time we're trying to videotape somebody coming in, they run up and get in front of us and run across the property line so the police can run over and get in our way. They're screaming, let's kill, let's do this, let's do that. And then later I saw some of them on the Bilderberg property. I saw them every time I was – I tested them once. I didn't tell them that a fellow brought us a bullhorn, so we had a bullhorn in this car. I go, all right, let's do it. I go, it's time to do it. And these guys were around me, and suddenly they ran to cars and got on radios and phones. Then police all come running over. I mean, you guys are pretty obvious. But if I or any of my crew would have said one thing, like, yeah, no, I would immediately say, no, we're nonviolent. We're here as news to cover this and expose this. Oh, Alex, you're full of bull, bleep, bleep. We need to get violent. Cops watching this. The minute I would have said something violent or advocated, I would have been arrested. It would have been on national television. Major terror plot foiled. Alex Jones, was he the number one Al Qaeda in Canada? I'm not kidding. You understand that I've dealt with this over and over and over again in my life? These creeps coming up and doing this. Quite frankly, I'm sick of it. And quite frankly, I'm really debating whether I think I'm going to put the video of you and your faces up. I'm so tired of it. One of these guys was clearly with Queen Beatrix's detail. He was Dutch, and just you couldn't take the hate out of his eyes for me. And then the others, those were people playing the radicals, and then there were others who were just right out in the open. You know, the Royal Mounted Police undercover types. So, Alex, what's your plans? Where are you going next? You planning anything? You planning to sneak in? You going to go up and pop one of those people in the face? And I'd like, camera guys, get over here. And they go, oh, no, I don't want to be on video. I bet you don't want to be on video. Stop it. We're members of the press. You already, when we came in there, had us harassed and interrogated and screamed at and cussed at for 15 hours off and on, admitting that, quote, the Bilderberg Group is concerned. You see, they're crooks, so they want us to say we're doing something criminal. So they can get their meat hooks into us. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to frame me. You're going to have to make it up out of whole cloth. And I have no doubt that that's not a possibility. But I've counted the cost. I'm on the front lines of this fight, and I know we're dealing with a very sinister enemy. And to just watch the Ottawa police, the Royal Mounted Police, all these private security people swarming around, it just really gets old. Ahmed Chalabi, the war criminal, the individual who has been convicted by one of our allies, Jordan, for stealing $300+ million from a bank, the individual who was a top officer in Savak, the dreaded Iranian secret police, we videotaped and photographed him going in, Richard Pearl, James Wolfensohn, former head of the World Bank, I've got the list here. The current president of the Federal Reserve was there. Not the chairman, the president. The person that's appointed by the private shareholders. Not the one guy on the 10-member board that is appointed by the president. He was in there. The heads of Bank of England were there. The Rothschild and M. Rothschild head was there. They were all there, and I had absolute hell getting into the country, and then once I was there, I was besieged by agent provocateurs crawling all over us. And they looked like they were about to collapse in anger when I started bullhorning. They looked so panicked, they wanted to arrest me so bad. And they were doing everything they could. Oh, sorry, I just bumped into you while you were bullhorning. And I'm just like, come on, knock it off. It's time for you guys to stop it and go home. And then by the third day, the police were getting really mad. Security come over and tell them stuff. And they come over and go, you can't park here. It's a clear parking spot. I'd say, you're going to have to go ahead and arrest me. They threatened me with arrest. Well, go ahead. I'm parked in a proper place. And the cops would back off. I mean, dealing with color of law. You're just a bunch of crooks. You're a bunch of thugs. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels, housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Bible prophecy talks about the United States, British Commonwealth, Russia, China, and the communist world in the last days? Did you know that it predicts a confrontation between atheistic communism and the Western world of Christianity? The plans have already been laid and they conform to Bible prophecy. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while our operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Jim Tucker joins us in about 35 minutes. He was at Bilderberg, as he's been every year since 81. Been covering it for, I guess, 5 years longer than that. Total of 30. He'll be joining us. I've got news on the border. I've got news on Iran. I've got news on World Cup terror threats. It's all coming up. Right now, let's just go to your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Kwame in New York. Kwame, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. I know I said I disagree with you, but it's not the political stuff that I disagree with. I totally agree, actually. I'm in a lot of trouble because I give out your CDs and stuff with the government, actually. But it's the I know you don't like to talk about the spiritual stuff.
What do you mean? It's not that I don't like to talk about it. I have pastors on, and I don't make any secret of my faith. It's that this is a news show, so you're welcome to talk about whatever you want, sir. I don't want it to descend into the 10,000 factions fighting with each other.
Absolutely. It's just something that I think is very important that I want to state.
Well, go ahead, sir. You don't have to preface it. Go ahead.
Okay. And it also connects with 9/11, the importance of that date, that these tragedies keep happening on that date. I don't know if a lot of people don't realize that, you know, or 9/11 is not the first or you know,
do you have a radio on? Do you have a radio on in the background?
My TV's on. I could just put it on mute.
Whatever. Just do whatever you want. Just go ahead and make your point, sir.
Yeah, 9/11 is actually the new year of Ethiopia. It's the Ethiopian New Year, September 11th. And it's like just like the swastika where they flip it around and the Nazis use it. They use that sacred date of these highly religious and highly important people in history. They use that sacred date as something evil, as instead of a renewal, like the first day of the year, it's become something evil every year.
Okay, what do you disagree with?
Well, there's a thing that you say about Egypt and how wicked Egypt was. And, you know, people, I think the Constitution is one of the greatest things in the world, but obviously because of the people that have infiltrated the government, you know, America is like the devil of the world. And I think that's a similar thing that happened to Egypt. I don't think Egypt is it's connected to Ethiopia and Somalia and Nubia, all those countries. And it's not, I just wanted to say, I don't believe the things that you've said about it are true. And you said you research this a lot, and I'm just curious where you get that information from.
Well, I mean, you're not being specific here, sir.
Well, you said that they're evil, and that you know, it was an evil culture, and all this stuff stemmed from it, and all that.
Oh, I was specifically talking about generally Aztecs engaging in evil at their pyramids, but certainly a lot of the Illuminati spiritualism we see stems back to Egypt. So I appreciate your call, sir. Let's go ahead and talk to Wayne in Vancouver, Canada. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, Alex. I just want to call in, first of all, and say thank you on behalf of all Canadians, Americans, truth seekers, patriots, for having the courage to go up there to Ottawa and take on the global elite in their arena, taking one again on the chin for us, and getting the truth out about what's going on there. You really put it on the map. People are talking about Bilderberg, and, you know, a few years ago, nobody heard of it. And now it's out there. It's in mainstream media, and a lot of that has to go to your, of course, to also Jim Tucker and Daniel Westhelon.
Well, when we got there, we went out and did street interviews 2 days, and I'd say about 25-30% of people knew all about it. I mean, to go from no one knowing about it to 20-30%, you know, right around there, I haven't counted up, but a lot of people we talked to, a large portion, a minority, but a large minority, knew all about it, and everybody was upset about it that we talked to that knew about it.
Alex, I want to tell you, though, from the bottom of my heart, I am totally ashamed of my government and for the treatment that you received there. I am outraged by it. I have written a letter to the Prime Minister of Canada, to my MP, and I'm going to be writing letters to the papers here and telling them that this is a police state. This is absolutely unacceptable. I want them to apologize to you. Alex, I know you're not asking for that. I want them to do it.
Well, I know we learned that.
And I want others to do it as well. Other Canadians, get on the phone. Send out faxes, emails to these people, tell them we're not going to take it.
You know, well, it is scary.
And I would ask Americans to do the same thing.
It is scary that they said we're not going to let you in, but this is going to take a long time, and they laughed at me and just continued the interrogation. And they said we're going to kick you out until, I guess, 4 members of the press, TV, radio, print, photojournalists showed up. And then I found out later that Parliament had called. Now, that was even in the paper. I found out that a group of pastors had called. People were on their way down there.
Well, I think it's, yeah, mainly because of a few people from the media happened to see that, so that was a good thing. That really helped you out there. But anyways, I would ask everybody, go to the Government of Canada website, get a hold of Mr. Harper, tell him what you think about what happened to Alex Jones.
Of course, you know Harper's a member of Bilderberg.
Of course. Anyways, Alex, thanks again. Take care.
Thank you. They're the ones that sent the hordes after us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Again, thank you for joining us. I'm going to continue with some of your calls. And then I want to get into Karl Rove not to be indicted. This out of the Associated Press. Stephen Hawking, the big physicist, says we've got to get off the planet. We're probably going to destroy ourselves. I tend to agree. Some new border news issues. More Pan-American Union news we'll be covering it all. And Jim Tucker does join us in about 30 minutes. He was at Bilderberg this year, give us his insight. He'll be with us for a half hour. Then I'm going to play one more time. I played it once yesterday when I got back, that bullhorning audio where I bullhorned the Bilderberg group. And we haven't aired it yet, a little five-minute section of myself bullhorning in Chicago a few weeks ago when we marched downtown at that 9/11 truth meeting that we had. So that's all coming up today. Let me tell you about a great American company. Products made right here in America, totally organic, and you save 85% off supermarket prices. So you save money. It's a small family U.S. company. It's been around for almost 60 years, founded in 1947. The Calbin Soap Company, same family for three generations. They have free catalogs that you need to call and get, or they have a $14 sampler pack with bars of soap and dishwashing soap, clothes washing soap, shampoo, creams. It's all made out of plants. It's all made out of citrus and coconut and and out of vegetables, and it's what I use in my home. It's what we use here in the office. I've been using this for 2 years now. They've been a sponsor just a couple months. Give them a call and get that free catalog, 1-800-340-7091. Save a lot of money and at the same time support great folks and something made right here in America and stop having all those toxins on your skin and breathing it. 1-800-340-7091 or CalBenPureSoap.com. That's C-A-L-B-E-N, PureSoap.com. It's California Pure Soap, folks. It's CalBen. CalBenPureSoap.com, C-A-L-B-E-N, PureSoap.com, or go to InfoWars.com. Over on the left-hand side of the website, we have a banner. You can just link through to CalBenPureSoap.com or give them a call and get that free catalog or that $14 sampler pack, 1-800-340-7091. The average American spends, 23% of their grocery store bill on chemicals, on soaps every week, and you will save 85% off of that. So we're talking about. In fact, the owner of Calvin Pierce has done the calculations. The average driver, if they were to use this soap for a year, you calculate it out, and it would almost, doesn't completely, but almost by bringing you back to the price of gas 2 years ago. If you took the savings from getting a year's supply or 6 month supply of this soap and calculated it in, it would almost make you go back to the level of gas prices 2 years ago. That's the type of money you're talking about saving here. Okay, and it's not toxic. So, again, give them a call, 1-800-340-7091. And, again, just briefly, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 14 films. My newest film is The Order of Death. We have new footage shot inside Bohemian Grove by one of their employees last year in 2005, inside the Moloch Owl, up close to the effigy of the child they burn, video of the cloaks they wear, video inside different buildings. And then we get into Skull and Bones, new Bohemian Grove information, all the new developments. It's only a 45-minute film. It's great to wake up newcomers. And then on the same DVD, you get my original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove that's been remastered, re-edited, cut down from over 2 hours to an hour and 35 minutes, but it's had a lot of new information added, re-digitally mastered. We've even enhanced the video more. That has blown it up even more because we shot it at a distance, cleaned it up a lot. So you get two films for $24.95. You get one of them for free is what happens when you get the Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove combo. Two films on one DVD. Great gift for those in your church, for your neighbors, for people that understand the world is run by the globalists but don't have all the details. This is a great film combo for you to get. Also, my classic 9/11 film, Road to Tyranny, is a must-have. Martial Law is the best 9/11 film out there, bar none. And that's my opinion and many others. Opinion. Go to InfoWars.com. Look at all the specials. Look at all the discounts. Look at all the deals we've got. We've got specials where you get like 40% off when you get multiple DVDs or VHS. We've got specials where you get my films as low as $5.95 a piece. T-shirts for $9.95 a piece. High quality T-shirts, by the way, made in America. So that's InfoWars.com, the secure online shopping cart to get books, videos, T-shirts, bumper stickers, InfoWars.com, and your purchase also makes this broadcast possible. We're really trying to expand what we do here, so we need your support. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. Call right now and get the films, 1-888-253-3139. Or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. In about 2 weeks, we'll upload the new film Terror Storm first, a full 3 weeks. Before it is available on DVD, it will be on PrisonPlanet.tv first. Four members in high bandwidth, low bandwidth, high bandwidth downloads, low bandwidth downloads, whatever you want. Download, streaming, it will be there for you. Terror Storm. 3 weeks, probably more. I'm going to upload it to that next week right before we leave. And we will then come back and then send it off to have the DVD made. It's probably more like a month. So PrisonPlanet.tv members will get that. You'll get the Bilderberg video, the raw interviews. You'll get the Chicago raw interviews for members. There's already some of that stuff up there. We're working. The rest of my staff now working 16, 17 hours a day. I'm working 18 hours a day. I got home yesterday, went home and saw the family, came back last night. We're finishing up Terror Storm. It is unbelievable. So get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. I'm going to move quicker because I want to get back into some of the other news before the hour ends. Chris in Kentucky, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. You know, the police state is here because WHAS Channel 11 here in Louisville, Kentucky, just had a task force that they wanted to do. So the reporter went out there, and they went out on the scene. And guess who's patrolling our streets? The ATF, the military, and the police to stop the violence. I mean, this is getting to be like what they did in New Orleans. Is this another conditioning way to grab the guns?
Well, they do urban warfare drills in every major city for a decade. We get their own documents. Troops on record admit it. Emergency managers, Thomas Sanchez, Kingsville, Texas. That was in 99. They all go public and say, this is to condition you to put troops on the streets for gun confiscation. I had video of Marines admitting it. This, understand. And so now, from Ohio to California, suddenly troops just pop up. I don't know the specifics of this case. Tell us about it.
Well, Renee Shaw said that because the reporter, I guess it was her name, she said that they did it because of the short lack of police officers and the increasing violence they have in the city. So they went out there and they had ATF, military, and police all merging as one, working together out there to stop the drugs and the guns and the violence out here.
And that's in Louisville, Kentucky. What station?
WHAS. Channel 11 News reported that.
We will get. Did they post something on the WHAS Channel 11 Louisville, Kentucky TV station website?
You could check it out. The report that was on Friday afternoon on the news report.
And notice how we've been conditioned. We'd all be freaking out about this 10 years ago. Now we're kind of calmly taking it. Chris has sent me a lot of good info. I recognize your voice. You've been calling for, what, 8-9 years, Chris?
Yep. And I'm waking up big time.
Well, so I know this is true, what you're telling us from past info. You've proven yourself, but we'll double-check it. Specifically, give us more information on it.
Okay, and I'll keep in touch with other news items coming up.
Well, I mean, tell me specifically what the newscast said.
Okay, the newscast said it was also to curb violence because of the recent drug wars. Okay, that's the other problem.
There's a real drug war on the Texas border, but nothing can be done about that. But up in Kentucky, they can do this. Specifically, what military?
I don't know if they were, they must have been, I don't know if they were Army or what, but the camouflage. I saw the back of the camouflage on one of the soldiers. And, of course, the ATF were just out there with their shirts. ATF.
Did they say military on the news?
With military presence. That's what I heard, yeah.
Well,
double check.
All over the country. Well, this has already happened. All over the country, they'll have an urban warfare drill, and we got video. They start pulling real cars over and start taking real people to jail. I mean, I got video of that in, what was it, 99, 2000. So I know it's just
okay, Alex. Yeah, like I said, double check it, make sure, because sometimes you can hear things from other things. But I would double check it. I'm going to double check it too. But I knew they had the ATF agents interviewed right there on camera out there with the police, getting those evil guns. And then Bush did expand it. The ATF was expanded. There you go, folks.
They
your new freedom.
Doubled the size of it. Thank you. But Ann Coulter's not going to talk about it. She's going to make little jokes about liberals and call them names when the liberals are all on the same payroll. Again, it's good cop, bad cop. The Republicans play the good cop. The Democrats play the bad cop, depending on what side of the fence you're on. And together they rule over us. But it doesn't matter. The big neocons won't tell you that on talk radio. Larry in Arizona, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. Maybe you could confirm something that I'm running into. At the end of World War II, Stalin and the Soviet Union brought in millions of KGB agents into New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C.
I don't know about millions.
Well, apparently, this is what Senator Joe McCarthy was trying to tell us about. You know, he exposed employees of the Agriculture Department that couldn't speak English, but they could speak Yiddish, and I think that's what we're seeing the fruits of today, you know, like Chucky Schumer and some of the other characters that really fit into this role. Well, what I did is I did some research on the British Secret Intelligence Service, and that's what the British did to India, exactly the same thing. Huge numbers of agents into India around the time of Napoleon. And Napoleon was actually trying to fight, set an army over to India to confront the British. But anyway, that's what I just learned. Can you confirm any of this information?
I don't know about millions, but we know there's 5,000 Chinese Communist Front companies caught shipping in heroin, cocaine, machine guns, rockets, and then the very groups take over Long Beach Naval Base, the radioactive scanning equipment in the Bahamas. I know that's all happening. Panama Canal. I know Spanish companies, Dutch companies, British, German are buying up all the roads, paying off politicians publicly, getting all the water supply, treatment facilities. I know that the Russians did put tens of thousands of agents into the country, but again, that was all controlled by British intel, as you said, even above that. And I know that there is a large Israeli wing in the government with AIPAC that's predominantly manipulating a lot of things. So, yes, sir, we're open for business. Come buy us off. Come control us. You're a foreign government. Come in with your corporations, pay off the politicians, and take over whole sections of the U.S.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And you're right about India. They put tens of thousands of British citizens, other citizens in. They came in. They paid them off. That's how they take down nations. And that has happened to the United States. I mean, I have mainstream articles today about the American Union. Bush is implementing it without a law even being passed. We're in the American Union right now. Bilderberg Group, 2 years ago, released to the BBC some of their own documents bragging that they were the founders and the progenitors, the fathers of the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group was the founders, the progenitors of the European Union. They didn't tell the Europeans for about 35, 40 years that, oh, this is really a European Union. They called it a trade deal. So it's happening. It's happening right now. The death of America, Bush's total amnesty plan. He said 6,000 troops, not allowed to have guns, not allowed to defend themselves, only allowed to call Border Patrol when they see illegals. And it turns out they have put a dozen on the Texas border and, what is it, 55 on the Arizona border. You see, it's 6,000. They first said over the next 3 months. Now it's over the next year. 6,000 rotating through in the four to five border states, and I guess a maximum of 50-something at one time. Some of these, there was a big Texas border sheriff we had on a few weeks ago. He was on the news 2 nights ago. I've just been told about it by my staff. We've got it taped. And they were on the news, and he was saying that he's got 34 officers in his county with tens of thousands of illegals every week coming across. They were showing firefighting and rocket attack video on the news. Several people told me about it. I mean, that's what we've got here. But, oh, we've got to have BATF out running random roadblocks in Louisville. I haven't confirmed that either, but I know they've done it in other areas, so it just sounds like par for the course. You're the target, folks. You're the slaves. You're the cattle. This whole police state is to ensure you don't struggle. Don in Texas. Don, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. How there? Say, that's you're kind of hitting the nail on the head there. A lot of people are in fear because it's like we're in the middle of a great big Pittsburgh or New York City, or the mafia is taking over, and we're afraid to say anything or do anything.
Yeah, that's really all it is. I mean, the mafia got WASP mob, Jewish mob, Italian mob, Russian mob, whatever you want to call it. They get elected. They got control. They created the intelligence agencies, the real mob. They're now in control. And there was an example, a global mafia meeting in Ottawa with the police guarding them.
The power through fear. Yeah, and of course, Ahmed Chalabi is a tool of the Zionist Jews. I'm sure you know about the World Jewish Congress, World Bank, IMF. That's what happened in the Balkans. They took over there because of it was a critical area, a lot of resources there.
Well, it is true that Chalabi's a big buddy with PNAC, AIPAC, the World Congress based in Canada, as you just mentioned.
He has offices all in Jerusalem and in Israel and in New York City. He's a powerful, and he's a triple agent, of course.
Well, that is on record. I mean, Israel really is manipulating our internal policy, blackmailing.
And you know,
that's even mainstream news.
You know, there are some very nice Jewish people. We want to love them. They're nice people. And pardon me, I've known some of them in my military, a little career. And thing is that the idea of running like rabbits from fear is we're no longer the home of the brave and the land of the free. If you're shivering in fear, and you're controlled, fear controls people. It's like the immigrants that are coming up here. They've been propagandized by the same people, the Jew in Monterrey, in Puerto Rico, and various other places. They have very high, and also the people in Hollywood that do scripting, very nice screenwriting. They can provide a wonderful verbology for manipulating people's minds.
Sir, I appreciate your call. I don't believe that Jewish Zionists run the planet. And so I'm criticized for that. But I'm also criticized by the ADL for saying that they're basically a Jewish mafia. I'm against the mafia. And let me tell you, I was there at Bilderberg, and I've got the list here. And there are Jews, quite a few Jews in this list of 120 people. But predominantly, it is Dutch, it is German, it is British. And certainly, these people are all on one big team. We got to have a big tent approach here, expose the New World Order, expose its programs. And I have seen a lot of disinformation, is my whole point, where everybody's Jewish who isn't even Jewish, and Jews run this, Jews run that. I mean, certainly Israel is a mafia. It is manipulating our government. It is out of control. I'm criticizing that. But people think just constantly hammering, that's going to do nothing. It's not going to do anything. We've caught the ADL and other groups out there actually trying to foster that. They want that. They want to make it some type of racial issue. And I'm just not going to do that. But you had your say, sir, and I appreciate your call. All right, we're going to come back. I'm going to continue with your calls. And we got Jim Tucker joining us. I'll go through Bilderberg, everything that happened there. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
If we just expose evil... Yeah, I mean, let's say Juan Carlos is a big owner of Sentra, the king of Spain, that's taking over most of the Texas roads and going to turn them all into toll roads. That's public. We can prove it. Well, it doesn't mean we hate the Spanish people. It's Spanish mafia. It's Spanish globalist. They're coming in. They're doing this. And so I'm criticizing Juan Carlos. And I've seen this over and over again. I caught two black guys being bribed by a white guy. Mr. Smith. At, what was this, back in 1990, No, back in 2000. At the Texas Capitol, they were about to pass gun legislation. There were some people testifying. I exposed it. A bunch of people got in trouble. It was in the news. And the paper, the Statesman, called me up and said, Mr. Jones, are you racist? And I said, what do you mean? They said, well, would you have been questioning and made a big news article out of this of the people being paid off? We caught them being paid the $100 bills, what, $400 apiece, in the hall. It was illegal. It was in, okay, that's admitted. And they said, well, these are black men. And I said, what does that mean? And they said, well, if they were white, would you have done this? I said, of course I would have. The white guy paying them off. The media tried to make it racial. And it said in the paper, ask if Jones did this because they were black. Jones said, that's ridiculous. See, it's turned around against the good guys. And so I don't care if somebody's Jewish, if they're German, if they're Chinese. I remember back when all the Chinese spies were burrowed into our government during the late 90s with Bill Clinton. I remember CNN pieces. Is it really anti-Asian? Is all this news really covertly racist? No, we don't want the communist Chinese government over here infiltrating us. You know, they've tried to make the whole issue of the illegal aliens, predominantly Mexicans, coming up here. The media tried to say it's really racism. We can't let them do that. No, it's about sovereignty. You see, they desperately want to do that, and I don't know why people play by their rules, why people do that, why people fall into that. I mean, people have like this fetish to just blame everything on Jews, and it only hurts our movement. Are there a lot of Zionists involved? Yes. Are they extremely evil? Yes. And you notice a lot of people attacking me for not being a Jew hater, they're not attacked by the ADL. I am. Why is that? Because I'm effective. I'm bringing people together. I don't care if you're Hispanic, Jewish, white. I don't care if you're a Inuit. If you want to fight the New World Order, I'm your friend. We've all got to do this together. And we need to start calling them mafia, crime rings, syndicates. Okay, yes, I'm against the Italian mafia. I'm not against Italians. I'm against the Jewish mafia. I'm not against Jews. I'm against the big WASP mob that's the biggest ever. That's so establishment you never even hear about them. Oh, my gosh. And then there's the crowd who even likes Hitler. You know, well, the media's all lies. Hitler was good. No, folks, I really researched Hitler from his own writings. The guy was an occultist nut who was set up and funded by big European banks and big U.S. banks to destroy Europe and bring in this New World Order, British banks predominantly. So, you know, we've got to go to another level here. We really do. People start jumping for joy whenever I criticize Israel, and then it's, you know, folks, I've also been on the receiving end of this. Alex Jones is really a secret Jew. Well, so what if I was? I'm not, but I mean, it's everybody. Everybody's a crypto Jew. Jews run this, Jews run that. I'm just saying I've seen a lot of disinfo out on Israel. I mean, Israel's very diverse. They just had a major poll a few months ago. Something like 60% of Israel is against the policies and against the police state and against the war. And it's just like Americans. People blame America for everything our government's doing, but 70-something percent of Americans are against most of these policies. So that's what I'm saying. Let's just go after the bad guys. We can get more people to join us in the fight against the bad guys if we don't play their games. I mean, you notice Fox TV and people will give National Vanguard all the attention in the world. They won't give me attention. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The Berkey.